Hello,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn Henderson tonight. We thank you for being here with us. We are sorry we had some technical difficulties, but we thank the Lord that we are here tonight discussing for the final week, Lord, Deal With Me, from the book of Ruth. Each week we've been discussing different things. First week we were discussing, Lord, Deal With Me. Then we went to the next chapter and we were asking the Lord to help us to know His favor, to walk in His favor, to understand His favor. And then last week we gave a summation of those 2 weeks. And this week we want to come to you and ask, what are we giving birth to? We realized from the first chapter of Ruth that we had discovered that Naomi was Ruth's mother-in-law, and that Naomi had lost her husband and her two sons. And then it came to the place where she had to leave the place where they were living and had to move on. And in doing so, we found out that Naomi had asked them to leave her. Ruth, she continues to follow her, and now they're at a place where she is has gone back to her home, the home of Naomi, and there she is being a good daughter-in-law, you could say, or a good daughter. She's getting ready to provide and take care of her mother-in-law. So she is going into the fields to harvest and to glean behind the harvesters and the overseers that are under the guidance of Boaz. As we shared before, so many people do not understand that Boaz is a type, a shadow, and a pattern of who God is to us. Tonight, we just want to share with you that as Ruth was in the fields gleaning, that He spoke to her and He gave her direction. He gave her instruction for following the harvesters, to follow behind them, where she would eat, where she would drink, even where she would rest. And it was amazing how she followed His instruction. And tonight I would say that if you read the book of Ruth, we will see that God is really speaking to us, but we have to be willing to follow His instruction no matter the cost, no matter the test. In that second and third chapter, we're finding that He's speaking directly to her. She is gleaning for someone else. And my question would be, who are we gleaning for? Are we being selfish when we go before the Lord? Is it just me, myself, and I? Or are we really laying before the Lord on the behalf of someone else? It is important in this season, I believe, that we must, as my husband preached on yesterday, have wisdom, have understanding, and even so having that we must understand the guidance of God, that He does not always respond. He does not always act like we should. So we take the time to find that God is really speaking to us, but are we able, as He asked on yesterday, are we able to understand and to really know the voice of God, or do we understand and know the voice of familiarity? What was familiar to Ruth and was being there and being provided for. Now she's being positioned to provide care for someone else, someone that was her mother-in-law. She was not her mother. As a matter of fact, she left her family to go with Naomi. And so many times we tend to connect or attach ourselves to people that we are most familiar, sometimes with family, with close friends. But I'm in this season, I am very curious, the attachments, the assignment, the connection that the Lord is placing in our lives and over our lives and us with, because in this season and this time of shift and transition and movement, we have to be connected to the proper source. I read a book some years ago, Plugged In, and it was written by Bishop Daniel Robertson, and it was talking about being plugged in, connected to, or attached to the proper source. And so many times we find that we have a short in our connection because the connection is not good, and we need to be connected to the right person. So many times I look at some people and I look at young people. Are they connected to someone that is pulling them away from the things of God? Are they connected to or attached to people who turn them in the wrong direction? And we find this is happening so much in daily life. We even get miscommunications. This is why I've always found it necessary when talking to anyone and repeating something that someone else said, it's important for me to let the person know this might not be exactly what they said, but this is what God wants to talk. I see our caller has a question, and I am going to hope I'm doing this right. Amen. Pastor Val? Pastor Val? Or did I knock her off? I'm hoping that she will sign on. Please excuse me, but this is the first week that I've done so alone by myself. So I'm trying to do the best that I can. I'm hoping that she will call back and that we'll be able to see her. Amen. Let me see. I'm not sure. Amen. But at any rate, we bless the Lord. We hope that we are being heard. Amen. Let me see if I can bring her up. Hello, caller?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, dear. I saw the question mark, so I didn't know if you had your hand raised.
I did.
Go ahead.
When you were sharing regarding the book Plugged In, I read that book also by Bishop Robertson.
Yeah.
When you were talking about a short, one thing that God impressed, even when I read the book and when you said it again, about how our wires have to be grounded properly.
Right.
In order to even connect from the source to the item that's being charged. And
exactly.
I believe that even as we were talking about Ruth and Naomi, she was grounded. She was
mm-hmm.
grounded in her
mm-hmm.
faith and grounded in the knowledge of who God was, such that she was able to adhere to the instructions of her mother-in-law and then adhere
right.
to the instructions of Boaz to receive all that God has for her. And I think the issue that we face, Pastor, is that people, they want to be plugged in, but they're not grounded in such a way
right.
that they're able to receive everything that they're being given. They want the good. They want the pat on the back, the pat on the head, the attaboys. They want all of that. But even when it comes to times of correction, they're not
right.
grounded enough. Their foundation is not set in God such that
right.
they're willing to receive all that God has for them. So I just thank God for that you mentioned, because it is. It's important
yeah.
to be plugged into the right source, but to also be grounded so that there won't be any shorts in the system to cause more
yes.
harm than good.
And shorts, if I could say so, shorts come from our flesh. Shorts
yeah.
Phrase the line. It puts a break in the line. It gives off the wrong signal. When I was reading chapter 4, and he was talking to he was going before a family member who was considered to be the kinsman redeemer, and he explained to him the structure and the proper way of redeeming Naomi and Ruth, but he says that in in one of the verses, he said, at first he says, I will redeem it. But then when he finds out that he's going to lose something, he said, I can't do it. I might endanger my own estate. And so many times, this is where the short comes in. If the person is not going to be out front, if the person is going to lose their identity to push somebody else, some of us are not willing to do that. And that's the perfect example that Jesus made. He was willing to push the identity of his Father, lose who he was, to do the work to later be acknowledged and for people to know who he was. If you can remember, there were questions, are you the Messiah? Are you the King of Kings? And each time he never really said yes. He said, you said so. You couldn't know it if my Father hadn't revealed it to you. So many times we try to take the credit and we short off the line because we are trying to overload, if you could use that word, the direction that God is trying to lead us. She was committed to, I can't think of a good word, Pastor, or in listeners to share, but she was more concerned about Naomi than she was concerned about herself. Because if you pay attention to the scripture, she followed the direction of Naomi, even to the point when Naomi told her to prepare herself and to go lay at the foot of Boaz and to listen to what he had to say. And even after that, she followed direction that came from Boaz, a man that she did not know. And one thing I still say, we, like Bishop said yesterday, we have to understand, we have to be able to recognize when God is talking and when our brain is talking, when we're talking to what Donald Trump said, talking to myself. When we talk to ourselves, it's a dangerous thing. When God is talking to us, he requires that we get quiet and that we listen to him so we can follow the instructions to the T. And the problem is so many people are hearing part of it. They're not hearing all of it. And they're just jumping off, going somewhere without the full, and some lack maturity for this. One of the things, I'm not saying that I'm perfectly mature, because I believe we still, even at the age that we are, we tend to grow. We still grow. We still learn. We still get clarity. We still get revelation. I don't know it all, but I believe that in this season we have to be responsible enough to say, I need the Lord to deal with me. I need this. I need for him to correct what's wrong, because we cannot lead anyone where we're really not going. We can talk a good stuff, but are we really, really walking the good stuff? Are we really willing to give of ourselves? If you can look at this, and you could almost look at it in a way that Ruth was becoming an example of what Jesus had done. She was going before someone else on the behalf of somebody else in order that the other person might benefit. She got the fragments, but she gave the bulk of what she received to Naomi. And so many times, are we willing to really give what we really have, what we really have received from the Lord, to somebody else? Or are we trying to hold it in a basket all for ourselves? Have we become so greedy and so selfish and so self-righteous and so competitive that we think that we need it all? Mm-hmm. When God is really trying to power up us all. It's just like Apostle and I think Brother Benny was saying that it's just like when you have a computer, you have a power plug that you put a lot of things in, so you make sure that you don't have a surge of power and blow everything out. And sometimes people can get a surge of power, and it just blows everything out. It just, Jesus. It, it, It blows their mind out. It just blows the way they think. It blows how we act. It blows how we respond. And I want to have a power surge that will block me from overloading and blowing out, and then I can't be restored.
If I could
use that thought pattern. Because what happens is that Ruth is doing something that she has to maintain her consciousness, her maturity, her spiritual maturity, that she's getting ready to go someplace that she doesn't really know. She's going to meet somebody that she doesn't know. She's going to work in a field that she doesn't know. She's going to be gleaning behind people that she does not know. But she's willing to follow the instructions each time so that she can reap the benefits to bless her mother-in-law.
Amen.
And then on this last go-around in chapter 4, he is here. He is going. Now Boaz is going before another person that is a redeemer for the family and asking them. And he said, if you don't do it, I'll do it. How many times have we said, if you can't do it, I'll do it?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we placed ourselves in front of somebody else? The thing that I got from this too, that oftentimes in the culture, sons were responsible for the care of their parents, especially their mothers, had their fathers died. How many of us are really willing to care for our leaders?
Mm-hmm.
Because our leaders get burned out. Our leaders get tired. Our leaders get worn out from the storms of life. And who gives them rest without looking for anything? Who's willing to stand there and be the power source and not want to get the power? Just to flow through you. You're the power source, but you're not getting the full, what do you call it? The full power, because you allow it to pass through you to go to somebody else, the person that it's really intended for.
My God.
And she was willing to do that for Ruth. I mean, for Naomi. And then it reads on that she had no idea the blessing that was coming to her because of her obedience. Because she was mature, because she was steadfast. She didn't even ask what she was going to get out of it. She never asked. I never read in the scripture that she asked anything. She just responded and followed in obedience. But then when it gets down there in verse 9 of chapter 4, it says, Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, today you are my witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all of the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Malion. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabite, Malion's wife, as my wife in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property so that his name will not disappear from among his people or from his hometown. Today you are my witnesses. Have we maintained the name of Jesus Christ? Have we maintained the name of the kingdom in what we are doing? Have we connected ourselves to the source so that someone else can get powered up, so someone else can be steadfast and unmovable, so somebody else can really get fit? I thought about it today. We just murmur and we complain and we whine and we just. But God is saying, are you really, really, really willing to be front line? Because front line requires that you go through some stuff that you can never be identified with.
Jesus.
But you do it so that the kingdom can come forward.
Amen.
And she did it so Naomi could come forward. She wasn't looking for a name for herself, but they knew who she was. But you never heard of him talking about her until he gets it. He says, I have come to redeem Naomi and all of her property.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes the property, in other words, of Naomi, because she was married to her son.
Yes.
And then he said, and I'm going to marry this woman, Ruth, Malion's wife, Naomi's son's wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to marry her. How many people will be a witness for us, Pastor?
My God.
How many people will say, oh, you know, I just need to be plugged in. I don't need nothing else. I just need to be plugged in, just so somebody else can get blessed. Yeah, I might not want to go to church on Sunday. I might not feel like it. I might be tired. I might not want to give you my robe. I might not want to give you my glass of tea.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it's what he said for me to do.
Yeah.
For instance,
yeah.
It was warm. My body didn't tell me to get up and go out to church. But he
right.
said, I said, get up and go out
now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
I was willing to do that, not looking for any credit. I don't need the credit. I just need,
Amen.
I want God's word to be fulfilled in the earth so people can see him, not me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So this. The thing, the Lord deal with me, I'm serious about this. This is really a season and a time that we have really got to get out of the way. We say we're mature, but we just act so immature sometimes.
Yeah.
We say we love
yeah.
God, but we just hate on each other. We
Jesus.
Hate the promotion. We hate the blessings. We hate
Jesus.
The new cars. We hate the finances.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And we start getting mad with God and say, how come they got 25 and I got 4?
Lord.
Mm. We do.
Mm.
We do.
Yeah.
And,
that's
and I'm a witness. Why not me? What's wrong with me? It doesn't have to be anything wrong. It's just that God is trying to get the wires properly fit and properly
mm-hmm.
covered so this short will never take place again.
He said, be
because
rooted and grounded.
Blow.
Be rooted and grounded.
Yeah, we got to be grounded. We've got to be rooted
yeah.
and grounded. Not in ourselves.
Nope.
Not in what we think. And when it really comes, when it gets to be a bad dose of medicine, we have to be really willing to take it in. Because what did he tell? I think he said it's going to be sweet to your mouth, but bitter to your belly. Or I might have it in the reverse, bitter to your taste
right,
and
right,
sweet
right,
to
right.
your belly. It's
mm-hmm.
either one or the other. But the truth is that one place or another, we're not going to like it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
most of the time when God really requires something of us, it becomes a very uncomfortable place for us.
Jesus.
And we go to questioning him, why I got to do that?
Mm.
Why it's got to be me? Why
mm.
can't it be somebody else?
Mm.
Well, I don't see why I got to do it. Well, when I look at this, I see the perfect example of a person that wasn't really thinking about herself.
Amen.
She was thinking about her mother-in-law.
Oh, Jesus.
She was thinking about something that basically was connected to her through marriage.
My God.
If we are connected to God, if we are really married to him, the connection is serious. Because
yes.
no matter what, we are connected through marriage to him. So
okay.
that means that what the Bible said, I leave my father and my mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We leave because he doesn't just call us daughters to be calling us daughters. I believe
That's
he calls
right.
us daughters when we really understand how to do the work and to really do his will. And that
mm-hmm.
really means today he has really dealt with me about getting rid of myself to get his wisdom. Because if the bottom line, we really, really don't really, really think like God. We're trying to understand now to think like him because we try to reason everything because it's familiar
yes.
to us.
Yes.
We try to reason
Amen.
It out and figure it out and try to, you know, write it out, and then we try to draw a picture how it's supposed to look. But with him, it's blind. You don't
mm.
see it. She didn't see it
Just
until he said, I'm going to redeem
That's
her.
Right.
I'm going to marry her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one Amen. And one commentary said that she was pregnant. No. It said that once he married her and he made love to her, she conceived and she gave birth to a son, and that started a whole different ball game.
A whole new, yes.
A whole new world.
My
because
God.
She gives birth to Obed, and Obed opens up the lineage to go to Jesus. So here we are.
Yeah.
So the connection was short. I'm so glad she showed up the connection.
My God.
I'm so glad that she did not get off track. Through her staying on track, being properly grounded and rooted in that, that she did not get out of order. God, help me not to get out of order.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, deal with me.
Jesus.
That I'll understand your favor and won't get competitive and jealous.
Jesus.
God, that I won't hurt my brothers and sisters no matter what. If they
Thank
even
you.
Just stand on top of my head, I'll still say,
Jesus.
If you die, I'll die here with you. Wherever
Thank
you
Lord.
Go. Oh, my God. Because
Thank
it's
you,
serious.
Lord.
It's so serious.
Thank you.
We've got to love each other so much that it hurts. Even when it hurts, we are still willing to love, to grab them and say, come on, we got you.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's hard to love somebody when they smack you. It's hard to smack, to love somebody when they cut you, when they ruin you. That's why I shared. We have to learn how to not administer vinegar, but we have to learn how to administer honey.
Thank you,
my
Lord.
God. So God is
thank
so good. And I thank the Lord for this week. I just thank him. We just want to say that we know that next Monday is a holiday, Pastor, so we want people to spend time with their families, amen, on the holiday.
Amen.
So we are
amen.
Not going to have the broadcast on the 4th of July, but we thank God for the Book of Ruth, and I pray that this was a blessing to somebody
amen.
Else. It has blessed me. I will continue to read this. You can take it over from here, Pastor. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Well, we do thank each of you for joining Pastor Carolyn tonight. With Living Life with Pastor Carolyn of Kingdom Ministries Global Church, as she stated, we pray that you have been blessed. We ask that if this has been a blessing to you, consider sharing the link with friends as it will be shared on Facebook. We just want to impact the kingdom of God through the teaching of his word, impacting our daily lives. Pastor, thank you. That was an awesome teaching. I'm glad I could be here.
God bless you,
to hear what you had to say.
Glad
Amen.
You were here. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord that I'm learning. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you all. Thank the Lord for all of you being here. God, may you be blessed, safe, and healthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.